Eric Talbot has been a Bears fan his entire life, and he's been waiting for season tickets for almost a third of it.
A friend of mine and I signed up at the end of 2005. Austin, my oldest, is actually the same age that Carson, my youngest, is when I first signed up. That gives me sort of a gap as to how long the wait's been.
The Talbot family lives in Munster, Indiana, and reps the Bears well across state lines.
The Bears play such a big role in our lives during the season. I mean, it's the first thing people are talking about at work on Monday morning, and I think it just plays such a big part in our cultures. I think everybody's so busy now, but you know on Sundays at 12, you have that three-hour window that you block out where everybody comes together to watch the Bears.
So how did you feel when you found out you were getting the season tickets you've been waiting so long for?
I actually got a call to do this interview, and that was how I found out. When I checked my email later that day, I realized that I had an email saying that I got them, so kind of a real exciting time.
Eric thought this segment was just a profile of a new season ticket holder.
So we broke the news to you.
You guys definitely broke the news.
Go, go, go. Touchdown.
You can't ruin a moment like that. I mean, there's so much excitement and joy for something that, for the team that you grew up rooting for and, you know, all the memories that you have, and it's just one of those moments where, you know, there's nothing, but nothing's going to ruin that moment at all.
First down, play fake, sidestepping to the pocket. Osweiler hitting the back, and down he goes.
I got the season ticket, you know, waitlist program, and I actually just saw the email confirmation that the tickets will be delivered any day.
What Eric doesn't know is that day is today, and it won't be the mailman delivering the package.
When the Bears scored a touchdown.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
What do you see here?
Hey! Mr.
Hey! Are you Eric?
Yeah.
That's Staley.
All right, come on in.
He's now going to see the Bears.
All right.
It's going to be awesome.
So this is year three now of surprising?
Yeah, and it's a great. And you know what? True to Ditka-esque luck, we've got the hottest day of the year, 97 degrees. But you know what? We've got smiles for miles. Everybody is so happy. Yesterday, my neighbor ran over and said, I just got the season ticket package.
What did you think when Dan Hampton was the one who delivered your season tickets?
I actually thought it was one of the kids banging on the door, and I was getting ready to yell at him to tell him to stop because we were in there doing an interview. So it was really shocking. I was surprised when I looked and I saw, you know, some guy that was, you know, 6'5", standing at my door, and then I recognized who it was, and I couldn't believe it. As soon as I saw him holding the packet, and then I knew. I'm like, all right, we finally got our season tickets.
And when you deliver them to someone like Eric, who has been waiting for 10 years.
10 years.
For something like this, does it make it that much more special?
10 years, think about that. Every NFL player is praying for a 10-year career. So, the Bears are kind of like family tradition in Chicago and Indiana. People love to go and be a part of the action, the scene, all that. And to wait, have to wait 10 years, especially in today's instant gratification society, I applaud his patience and his determination. 10 years is 10 years. That's a long time. Hi, Austin. I'm Dan.
Like my dad was saying, like, when I was about my brother's age, like 15 months, he was waiting, so that's pretty long since I'm 12 right now.
How did you feel when he told you he got the season ticket?
I almost cried. A lot of joy in my body, and it was just amazing.
Here, put this guy right here on. That's a Super Bowl ring.
How did it feel when you got to put on Dan Hampton's Super Bowl ring?
It felt amazing. Like, I've never put on, like, a sports ring ever in my life, and it was just huge. My finger was like, it just needed to grow half my size, and I don't know how they wear that thing.
So was it worth the wait?
Definitely, definitely. And now that we have them, I mean, it's something that I don't think we're ever gonna let go of.
How does it make you feel to see the looks on people's faces? So excited about, I mean, your team.
It would shock people. Now it's Staley that's doing the shocking. They're like, they can't believe Staley's with us.
He's stealing your thunder. You got to talk to him about that.
I know. I'm thinking about wearing a bear costume next year.